Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
Hey everybody, welcome back to BigSoftTitty.png, a podcast for heroes. I'm bringing back the old tagline.
You hated that the first time I did it.
I was caught off guard by it because I didn't know what it could possibly mean. And I was like, I feel like we're, if anything, we're the coward's choice.
That's, yeah.
Mm. You're employing irony, you're saying.
Okay, first of all, I'm not an absurdist comedian.
Okay.
I don't love irony.
Uh-huh.
Leave me alone.
All right. So what is the, what do you want to be other than like unobserved?
What?
Like you just don't want to be like, you don't want to have someone walk up to you and go like, you're a pretty crazy gal.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought you said undeserved.
Unobserved.
Yeah. Somebody very kindly went into my Wikipedia page.
Yes.
And took the word absurdist out of my Wikipedia page.
Wow.
And they didn't, guess what?
What?
They didn't change comedian to comedienne.
Wow.
They didn't change it to internet funny woman.
Yeah, I feel like.
They didn't change it to female humorist.
It's always funny when you see funny woman in there because you're like, okay, honestly, we do need more women in comedy. We need the funny man or funny woman or, and this is something I just thought into existence, but I know it's out there. Some fucking boomer comedy critic out there has written the words funny person, all one word, about some non-binary comedian, which is brutal to think about.
I know exactly who it was.
Okay. Brag. Flicking through her Pokedex of people who write about comedy.
I had a lot of fun the other day on a call with some friends. Actually, you were on the call. Don't worry about it. I was wondering.
You can explain it to the listeners. What was it?
I'm panicking, Tom, because I can't uncross my legs.
Okay. This is the first time in like a month I've been glad we switched to video podcasts. So if you want to see this, check out BigSoftTitty.png on Patreon, patreon.com/BigSoftTitty. What's the issue?
Okay. So there's two things about this.
Okay.
That are like good and bad,
yeah.
Right? First of all, if he jumps up, it's not a problem.
Yeah. You're talking about the cat here, the cat. Who's wandered up and is looking at your chair.
There we go. So now it's not a problem because I wouldn't be uncrossing my legs anyway.
Uh-huh.
But there are two things about my legs at the moment that I need to confess to you.
Okay.
One, my toe is caught in a loop of the fabric of my trackies.
Okay.
And I can't uncross my legs. Uh-huh. I physically can't right now because right. The leg that...
Oh, and he's jumped off.
The leg that is hooked is the front leg. Okay. So I can't uncross my legs. Here's the other thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not wearing socks. So, right. It's good.
The legs are hidden. We don't want to put Brendan on that foot blurring duty again.
I'm in a trap that Saw designed when he was 2 years old.
Yes. Oh, all your life you've wanted to be comfortable. What if you were comfortable for the rest of your life? No.
I know his name's Jigsaw. Don't write in. I'm the queen of Jigsaw, okay?
Oh, yeah, his name's Jigsaw. The name of the puppet is Billy. There's Pig.
There's Pig?
Yep. just listing all my favorite storybook characters, Norm has settled in a simply wonderful way.
Listen, guys, I obviously this is going to come across as shilling, but you need to know that the reason I'm saying this is because our cat is objectively like so beautiful.
You know
what we were saying the other.
Yes. You know what? We're gonna set an image of this as the episode thing, so you can just tab out of your podcast player and check it out now. We'll put a screen cap.
We were saying the other day that it's really lucky that Norm, our cat, has one grody eye that is always like, every day we basically clean it, because otherwise he'd be too perfect and handsome.
His eye is basically has the patina of the old toilet at work.
Mm.
That, hey, sure, you can clean it. Go ahead. Even if nobody uses it, it's going to look like somebody used it in about 20 minutes.
Or the normal 3 toilets in our house. I don't know why they go like that.
I don't know either.
Do we piss like crazy shit?
I don't know. But also, if I feel like the colors that the toilets work up aren't from my experience of toilets.
No.
They're like plaque.
Yeah.
Like they're like a dental wrong.
It feels like we should be brushing our toilet's teeth.
Right? Yeah, it's crazy. And also it goes away. All right, don't.
We should start feeding the toilet solids.
I feel like
that way it'll care for its teeth. That's what we did to Norm when he was having diarrhea.
I gotta tell you.
You care for their dental health by giving them dry food. So we should give them solids. The
I don't think that you are capable of sticking to any kind of plan that's going to result in you having solid bowel movements for a week. I think
what I'm hearing is negativity.
I'm going to find you flushing down food. Just be like, well, this is the only way we're getting
it. It came out of me.
This is the only way we're getting a shape down there.
Yeah. A whole broccoli.
How is your diarrhea going right now, Demi?
It's great because I love having it.
Okay.
So.
But we're still on a pretty big streak of diarrhea. Or has it died down a little?
It's either diarrhea or that type of turds that you see a rabbit do.
Right. Gotcha.
And like a rabbit, I'm putting my mouth up to my asshole and eating them straight back up.
I don't like that you told me that.
They can do that. So when rabbits are like starving or in a situation where they can't get any food, like they're being hunted by a predator and they have to hide, they can put their mouths up to their assholes and they can eat the turds that fall out of their ass and go straight into their mouth.
Just to really conserve your energy.
Oh.
I don't think I would be able to do that. But thank you again for that beautiful fact about rabbits, my love.
Yeah, so I do that as well.
Great. I think that I wouldn't
be
able to.
But I make sure not to kiss Tom for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Go brush your teeth, baby. I've had like a strange tummy a little bit today. And initially I was like, oh, I hope I'm not like getting sick. You know, I hope that I'm not coming down with like a tummy bug. And then I remembered that I ate a almost full bag of turtle truffle oil chips.
You ate the truffle chips?
Yeah.
Because I was looking for the unopened bag of truffle chips.
They're gone because of me.
There's still half a bag of truffle chips down there because we had 2 bags.
I need them gone.
I'm going to put them in the compost.
Thank you. I feel like
I might put all of the open bags of truffle chips in the compost.
Well, don't worry. I'm leaving tomorrow. But like, I feel like I've eaten.
Might put them in the compost tonight.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. You don't know what I'll be getting up to in the wee hours of the morning. Because right now I feel completely insane.
Mm.
I feel like I've eaten an entire quart's allocation of truffles. I feel like genuinely I am the hog that got into the stores and the farmer has found me just on my side bellowing from truffle fullness. Yeah. Going,
oh. Did you see that great picture from like 5 or 10 years ago that was an Australian possum got into a bakery and ate a whole tray of cinnamon rolls?
Oh, dude. That possum
roll me around.
That possum is up there with other instances of happiest animal alive.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, the one that comes out for me. Sorry, I've been fucking talking in circles because I'm getting down the timestamp because I want to find the picture of that possum.
Yeah,
but that possum exists for me alongside the orangutan from the orangutan school in Borneo that retrains like orphaned orangutans so they can rejoin the wild, who broke into the banana storage And the documentarians found him, and they just have shots of this orangutan on top of a literal mountain of bananas going,
who did this? Oh, no.
Like, one of the through lines for the rest of the show is like, well, we have to put him on a diet. So they're giving him milk, like, with the rest of the people, but when they hand him his cup, they make sure to, like, dilute it with water, and then he stares at the cup.
What?
Oh, the greedy orangutan.
One that I think about every now and then is, I think it was a, what's the smart cunt?
Stephen Hawking.
Mm-mm, different one.
Smart by demi standards. Coco the gorilla.
No. Way. Don't say that about her.
Okay. Way.
Yahoo.
Disaffectedly jumping. Smart person. Stephen Hawking.
No. I already said no.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye?
The science guy.
Oh, I was thinking about this Bill Nye.
Yeah, right. The
he's
actor.
He's Bill Nye. He. The science guy. He. He's talk about animal.
David Attenborough.
Yeah, so there was one David Attenborough where he was like, these fucking crazy sheep, right?
These fucking crazy sheep.
These fucking crazy sheep.
What's up, everyone?
Y'all, these sheep's is turned.
Can't be talking like that, white David.
Basically, he was like, yeah, these fucking sheep, like that one ate like a whole bush's worth of hot grapes and it's drunk.
Yeah.
And then this sheep is like, duh.
Yes.
Kind of just falls down.
It rocks to see a drunk animal.
Then don't drink your animals.
No.
Don't the other thing around.
Don't.
But don't.
Don't chupacabra them, all right?
Yeah.
Don't goat suck your goats. What?
I don't know what any of that meant.
A chupacabra. It's the
Yeti.
Goat sucker.
Isn't a chupacabra the Sasquatch?
No. God, you're fucking embarrassing yourself.
I'm going to Google this.
Dipshit.
Is no, a chupacabra a Sasquatch?
Okay, well, don't Google that. A chupacabra is the, I believe it translates to goat sucker. And it's a kind of vampiric beast from Mexican folklore or some shit that will suck on a goat. Kind of like a big dog.
Like stick a big thing in there, like a boba tea.
Yeah, kind of like it roams the wastes with its big straw. The goat likes it, actually.
Okay.
The thing you don't realize about goats is they look like that because they have too much
blood. Huh. That's interesting.
Oh, it's not shown as bipedal, is it?
I'll just read the name is derived from the Spanish words chupa, to suck, and cabra, goat, and can be translated as goat sucker. As a fearsome but probably non-existent creature, the chupacabra has been characterized as the southern equivalent of the Sasquatch.
Yeah, but it's not the Sasquatch.
Your bitch ass was trying to mansplain, and I proved the opposite
no,
is true of your insight.
Because I know...
I knew about the Sasquatch and its counterpart.
Don't you fucking try and Jack Black your
Tom
way into being right.
Tom doesn't know anything about cryptids. He couldn't name 17 if he tried. Let's see if he can do it now. Tom, go ahead.
Fresno Nightcrawler, the Yeti, Bigfoot, the Tasmanian Tiger, the Penrith Panther.
Tasmanian Tiger is a real animal.
Mothman, that frog beast. I was hoping you would call me up on that one. All right. Fuck, what other ones? Fuck.
Tasmanian tigers are real.
Okay, well, what about...
I'm letting you have it, but they're real. It's
yeah,
not a cryptid.
Yeah, but sometimes they're like, oh, but there's more. The Yowie.
Mm-hmm.
I already said Yeti, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay. And I've said Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, who wouldn't? Greys. I'm just going to throw them in there.
That's an anatomy.
Now that's just funny. And it's also what you see.
Yeah. What? Oh.
Colorblind ass.
No.
Anyway, the chupacabra.
What is greys?
Just like alien greys. I guess, does an alien count as a cryptid? Probably
yeah.
not, huh?
I'll give you alien. You have 9.
Okay.
We need 8 more.
That's pretty decent. I guess now at this point, we're throwing our mind back into X-Files
episodes. I can think
episodes.
Of so many that you haven't named.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Giant squid, colossal squid. Am I getting any points for those?
No, they're real. Okay. There's a fucking video of them dissecting one.
Well, then the Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just going up in size until we get to one that's right. Probably can't get away with saying the Tarrasque. That's a D&D monster. Same with like a Rakshasa or something like that. Holy dooly. I mean...
You have 10, basically 9, because I'm just giving you Tasmanian Tiger because I don't think
I feel like I should have be at 9. I feel like... Oh man, I feel like there's other ones that I'm definitely missing. I mean, I know there are.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, skin crawlers? Or is that what they're called? The skinwalkers. A skin crawler is what it is as a baby.
Welcome to Skinwalker.
Okay. Again, not familiar with the show. Just know that your impression of him is him doing the podcast and then switching to an ad
voice.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you have 10.
All right.
You need 7 more.
And what is that impression, by the way?
What do you mean?
The,
What?
Skinwalker.
Skinwalker. There was a woman, but there was something different about her. Usually women have skin. I love a cup of coffee in the morning, and there's none that can provide a better experience than Fruit of the Bean coffee.
So good. I think that's, in the interest of not leaving dead air into the podcast, I'm going to say that's where I'm at. I don't think I got any more without going fully into the tank and also like pulling out a little bit of drawing in implements to like make a little family tree of cryptids.
That's fine.
Because I think I would go like dividing them up into wet, dry, big and small.
And like I think ghosts and count, ultralight. Honestly.
No, ghosts
I think
aren't
ghosts
cryptids.
Count.
I don't think so.
Specific ghosts, though.
That could be, because that could. I think that as long as there's people who believe that they aren't ghosts, that then they can be cryptids.
Okay.
But just a straight-up ghost isn't
Do
a cryptid.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I mean, are we here to have fun or what, you know? That's my take on
you
it.
You mad at me? What
no,
the fuck?
No, that's what I think about, like, believing in ghosts.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's my thing is I believe in ghosts, but I know
yeah.
they're not real.
Yeah, what?
But I still believe in them.
Also, I believe in them. Look, before, like, 2 p.m., no, not really.
Nah.
No. But as soon as we hit clock off time, I'm like, spirits walk the earth. I'm having my All Hallows Eve at midnight moment at 6 p.m. on a weekday.
Tom. This part of the floor, it's cold. It's next to the fridge.
Mm. Wow.
A ghostly fridge.
And this part of the floor is warm. That's Norm. Wow, wow. Warm Norm.
Warm Norm. Abominable snowman.
Oh. I feel like the Abominable Snowman, and I understand that it might have a different wiki entry to it, like on like the villains wiki or wherever you end up when you search for that shit. But I feel like that's caught up in the spirit of like Yeti.
Bullshit, because it's a cold Yeti. It's different, lives in a different place. And if you're saying Chupacabra, Yeti, and Skakwatch, okay, Sasquatch, I'll take it again, then... It's fine. They're different.
That's okay. So to get
they're
back to the,
but the same.
To where
it's,
we came off,
it can
off,
be a different type of Yeti.
So to get back to where we came off of this, I don't think that the Chupacabra is not like Sasquatch.
It is. How do you know?
Because I know what it is.
So what's the you explain to me what a Sasquatch is then?
A Sasquatch is a bipedal, mysterious thing that is. Its general narrative is it is mysterious, possibly shy, but. The general consensus is that it means us no harm.
No, that's Bigfoot. Sasquatch means you harm.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's not been my experience.
He'll
in the...
fuck you.
I feel like that's just you playing that game, Sasquatch.
That game is called Bigfoot.
Huh.
And it's a Bigfoot that wants to hurt you.
I feel like we're all drawing lines where, like, this is all settling into... All penne is pasta, not all pasta is penne. In my head, all Bigfoots are Sasquatches, not all Sasquatches are Bigfoots.
Well, I just don't think the Bigfoot is... I think the Bigfoot is benevolent, if not harmless.
I think that Bigfoot and Sasquatch are the same thing. And they're viewed through... And the problem is, Demi,
you, all right, first that we of look all, at them like, with different eyes. Do you guys believe this cunt, first of all? A chupacabra is different. But Bigfoot and Sasquatch is the same.
The chupacabra is different because the chupacabra is like,
babe, no.
In its depictions, it's like it's like an emaciated dog that sucks blood out of goats.
No. I mean, yeah, but no, you're wrong. It's it's different. You're wrong.
All right. Well, I disagree, but you know what? I'm so happy we had this beautiful conversation about animals.
Thank you for listening to me.
It was an honor to do it. Remember when you burped saying the abominable snowman?
I don't.
And what also that was your big swing of like, I've got so many that you don't have.
I got like 10.
And I'd said Yeti and Bigfoot. Then you're like, the abominable. Are you fucking Ricky Morty'd abominable snowman?
Go on with your fucking thing.
All right. Well, I think we're far enough away from the point that I'm going to just abandon all plans of getting back. I think we have more chance of getting to a conversation by like striking off in the exact opposite direction.
Have you ever invented something that you couldn't find a product for online?
You know what? I feel like any problem I've rubbed up against that I've encountered, I've kind of just picked as a thing to endure.
Okay.
I think very rarely I invent things because, like the mighty gorilla, I don't identify things as problems. I'm just like, well, that's my environment. I'm simply going to exist here.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think.
Like it could be as simple as just gaffer taping something to someone else.
Yeah, sure.
So they don't lose it.
Oh, cool. I want to look at my phone and my girlfriend at the same time. Now I've got phone girlfriend. Yay.
Picking me up like King Kong.
Accidentally swiping your nose around to the side of your head. Oh, sorry.
Well, I need to get a new one of these. Just peel the phone off.
What? Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could see myself inventing, like, I think something I could do is invent something along the lines of the clock radio.
Right.
I could look at like a box and be like, damn, this box rules. But I wish I knew the time when I looked at it.
Shove two shits in there, yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, actually, for a mailbag episode, please, if you have invented something, if it's just like for around the house, like convenience, or if you've actually like invented something, like you have a patent, either one of those, please mail us.
Mm.
What's the bigsofttitty dot?
It's bigsofttitty.png@gmail.com.
Yep. And the dot is a dot?
It is a dot.
So email
us. It's exactly the title of the podcast.
If you've invented something and don't just be like, yeah, one time my toast fell on my shoe and I panicked and kicked it really hard and it stuck to the roof and that's my invention, you know?
And what is, yeah?
What?
I was going to ask you if you have an invention because you're someone who's very handy.
Well, yeah, so I am always like altering things to suit my needs or like buying them and being like, now I'll attach this thing. But I found one of my stupidest ones that has been the most handy in the next room just before and was looking at it and giggling.
Mm.
Can I go get it?
Please.
Okay. All right.
I find that the older I get, the more excited I am for the return of a segment that is essentially show and tell.
When it gets hot in Australia,
yeah,
I sometimes like to give myself an undercut.
Yes.
But Tom once tried to, when I had a side shaved head, Tom once got this from me when he was done with the haircut. He got, you did a really good job, babe. And then I spent a year of my life growing out the very clear bald patch that he'd put right into my fringe. So I had a little shrub of hair growing out here because my hair's very thick. So it was all his long hair and then right there.
I'd cut all the hair.
Yeah.
I cut all the hair you wanted.
Yeah. Anyway.
And so I was like, yay.
So when I have to do an undercut because it's hot, I found this microphone necklace, basically, and was like, I could have a mirror on it. So.
It's a necklace that you can then put facing you. So then you angle, you stand in front of our like full mirror in the bathroom.
So that you can see the back of your head.
That's really good. And that's also coming from a separate invention you had, which was when we were doing the fucking gaming vids during COVID. You set it up so we could have the...
microphones.
Yeah, the handheld microphones around our necks. it's all very good. That was a really good invention.
Thank you.
And also, it means that you can just kind of... I
can see the back of my head whenever.
Well, it also means that you can kind of get yourself a cool little insight into what it must be like to be... To be
my
vain.
My stalker? Oh.
To be vain. To be just walk around with your own face in front of you. Burpee. My burpee gurpee. Let's go ahead and take a break here.
Hey.
Yeah?
It's my first time doing speed dating. I'm Gurpee.
Hello, Gurpee. God, I'm so glad I never went to a speed dating thing. I never did it too.
Can you imagine how bad we would both do?
Dude, we both travel so badly in like 2 minute increments.
And I kind of want to...
Getting all of our bits out in like 2 minutes. Oh hey, come God. Back. Come back here. No, don't ring the bell just yet. This person just said something embarrassing.
One of the reasons that, obviously, one of the reasons our relationship works so well is because we're both fucked in the same way. Yeah. And it is great for us. But I remember when we... first got together, I was like, I'm just going to put it all out there and if you don't like it, that's fine.
Well, yeah.
Because I had put on airs in relationships before and then given up like a week in because I was like, listen, like it's just going to be easier if we don't.
I can't imagine what it would be like to have you try and put on an air. I don't think you would be able to pull it off.
That's why.
At least for me.
That's why I was like always panicked.
Mm.
Because I didn't know how to put on ears.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I look back with kind of confusion over the period of my life where I was dating a lady who was working in PR and was quite fancy. And
didn't she make you get a really expensive haircut?
No, that was a different one.
Oh.
That was when
did she work in?
I believe it's now medical science or she's a doctor. But yeah, she's like...
A bad one?
No, actually probably a really good one, but she was like, oh, why don't we go get you a nice haircut? And then we went into Tony and Guy and not just any Tony, we went into haircut store.
Yeah.
Like we went into the haircut place.
Like the like foundational, like the first one. We like went flagship into flagship store.
Yeah, the fucking flagship store of this place. And when I went in there, the guy who is like the director of the company was there and he gave me the haircut. And then afterwards, she was like, dude, that was an insane amount of money. And she was like, I'm just going to pay for it because it was truly insane. And
do
I was like,
you know how much it was?
Yeah, I was like, don't just pay for it. Like, I still, like, you know, it's my hair. I still wanted to get the haircut. And dude, that's insane. We both have the same, like, small amount of money. I'll go halves with you. It's still my hair. And then she was like, okay, but it was $300. And I was like, fuck you!
You know that that's how much ladies usually pay for haircuts?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked?
But I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy.
Anyway, I did end up going halves, but I was like, fuck that, man. I was like, I felt the Xbox games leaving my future as I handed over the money. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a break here and we'll be back with more Big Soft. Oh my
Sorry?
God. It's humiliating.
We'll be what?
We'll be back with more Big Soft Tinder.png right
we'll
after this.
We'll be back with more
Mjaw.
Big Sop.
Big Sop. Bitty. We'll be back with more right after this. Not that. Not the noise Demi made. There's going to be an ad in a second. It wasn't
Nothing
the
wrong
noise.
With the way that I am.
That's right.
I've learned this from Benicio, my new yoga instructor.
Oh, it's all over for me when Demi gets a new yoga instructor.
Like I ever had an old one. Like everybody's seen me and how crunchy I am.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Bye.
And now, welcome back.
Me?
Hey, yes, Demi. We not only had a break for the listeners, you had a break with your cool new yoga instructor.
Yeah.
Wow. That must have been fun.
I'm sore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess all that stretching could be quite exhausting.
The stretching, yeah. It hurts the hole.
Oh, dear. Well, that makes sense.
Whole body.
Oh, thank goodness.
Got it past him.
Yeah. Got it past me. I don't know a thing.
I miss he doesn't.
I miss when Norm was in here.
I know.
Anyway, Demi, it's time for a segment. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's time for me to do the segment.
Okay.
The segment in question is miniature horses. Miniature horses, small body and tiny hooves. Miniature horses, 34 inches high and under. Ooh, miniature horses. The segment's about you, miniature horses. They're tinier, tinier, tinier than you. This is Miniature Horses. This is the segment where I go into the latest news in miniature horses, those tiny counterparts to regular horses. They're pretty much the same, except largely useless. The thing I've noticed is that a lot of the miniature horse news you get is of people trying to make a living with miniature horses, being like, hey, we took it to the hospice again. Or it's cops being like, hey, look at this little guy. Hey, look at him. He's got a little hat on. Pretty humanizing, wouldn't you say, for us?
Hey, don't we?
Kind of humanizes him and therefore us.
Don't we now make a friendly shape?
Yeah. We're going to take him to community outreach. Stop right there. Yeah. Stop right there.
Any minority child tries to pat the horse. They're like, no.
Old timey cop back in the old days, getting a guy to put his hands on the roof of the cop horse.
And then ducking his head under the belly of the horse and him coming out the other side. And he's like, wait there. And runs around.
Yeah. Wait a second. Him. Oh, I've got so much to learn about policing back in these days.
Back in these days, which time, is now.
Time traveling cop.
Time traveling cop. Oh. What will he do next? Die.
Yeah, probably.
Because you could just die from fucking anything, and there was no penicillin or anything.
Dude, if anything went wrong for you back in the West, you were done.
So crazy. Because people seem to live to like either like 28 or like 110.
Here's the thing about that is that the people you look at in the shows that are like the wizened man who's like, come into the prospector's pit. Yeah. I've got a lot of gold to share.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy is like 31 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm just thinking about, yeah, shows and stuff. And, like, if you read, like, you know, a fucking Shakespeare or whatever the fuck, they'd be like, he was the oldest man I'd ever seen. And it's not.
Yeah.
It's not that old.
It's something they don't talk about. But King Lear, he was 42 years old.
Okay. I don't even know. Is King Lear the one that, like, cut his daughter's head off?
No.
Is he the one where his kid was blind?
I don't think so. I'm struggling to think of what Shakespeare you're referencing.
Hamlet, was his kid blind?
No.
I watched an old samurai movie called Ran.
Okay.
Probably like 10 years ago.
All right.
And I remember hearing that it was kind of based on either Hamlet or King Lear.
Okay.
And that's where I'm getting it from, because there was one blind guy in it.
Right. And it might be.
And I think the movie was from like 1986 or 1988.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't think so.
Good flick. We should watch it. It's very boring at parts.
I do like to sit down and watch a samurai movie, which it turns out is mostly people sitting down and making preparations.
Yep.
I've never watched a. Apparently it is. So his previous films were based on. Oh, dear.
What?
Although the film became heavily inspired by Shakespeare's play King Lear,
Hey-o!
Kurosawa began using it only after he had started preparations for Ran. Okay. Ran was Kurosawa's third encounter with Shakespeare during his career. In 57, Throne of Blood was based on Macbeth, and The Bad Sleep Well was based on Hamlet. God damn, talk about a title punch-up.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Shit.
Book me in at The Globe to watch Throne of Blood.
Bro.
Fuck.
The Bad Sleep Well is also kind of badass.
The Bad Sleep Well sounds good as shit. That's a great title as well.
I really liked Ran as well.
Both of those also have, nerd alert, but they would be good names for magic cards. Anyway, so you watched those. We were talking about just how back in the day you could die of anything.
Oh, I had the most horrible dream.
What was it?
My fiance?
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Talk about time traveling cop. Now we've got the time traveling ho.
Oh. I'm still getting used to saying husband.
Yeah, it's hard to. Well,
I really like it. I really like saying it. I didn't think I was going to, because you get wife and I was saying that wife is so much better. I love husband now.
It's definitely. Wife is such a strict upgrade from any of the things I would have called you before, especially fiance.
Yeah, like, fiance was such dog shit. It's lucky we were only engaged for like a year or whatever.
I hated the fiance arc.
Ugh.
It was so fucking bad because I know we've talked about this, but it was such a like a fucking, okay, well, I'm going to tell you my whole fucking life story by saying fiance.
By saying and one
now,
word.
And Ooh. Now you've got to ask like, oh, when's a have you set a date for the wedding? You know, what's going on? All
Ooh.
Of it. Wife.
Ugh,
oh, husband. Thank God. We've closed the book on something, yep. You know? We can
it
just
does
go
make
forward.
Me think that I sound like heaps older, but whatever. I was going to say to you, do you know if there's a reason why like miniature horses, I guess it's just because they're kind of squashed down. I was going to say they often have like a great big tummy in comparison to the rest of their body. But what I'm thinking now is probably, yeah, because people treat them as pets and not horses because they are.
Yeah, look, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how much that is cultural because, yes, I think the thing about a miniature horse is that to look at it is to want to give it a treat.
Yeah.
Like, and genuinely, that's like the only use you can have for it, kind of, is to pamper it and have it walk up to you and need something from you.
Yeah, or think cops are people.
Yeah. So I do believe that that probably plays a little part into it. Anyway, we have a little bit of news that deviates from those traditional instances of miniature horse usage. In this one, we have Patrick, who is...
SpongeBob.
That's awesome. I'll give you just the headline from IrishCentral.com here. And actually recording this episode on St. Patrick's Day, I believe.
Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah, I guess it's American St. Patrick's Day. I guess I could be getting my news from American sources. Oh, well, whatever.
Are you wearing green?
Yes.
Me too.
Very good. I've got just a bright green dental dam. Guinness drinking pony named Patrick, named mayor of small village.
Okay, is he named Patrick or named mayor?
He is actually a he is a named Patrick. Thank you for asking. Patrick the pony, who was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Tom fell down
Day.
Earlier. Sorry, that was what that was.
I hurt so bad.
Hurt
all the
lot.
Truffle oil went my brain.
Yep.
Patrick the pony, who was born on St. Patrick's Day and frequents the local pub for some Guinness, has been elected mayor of Cockington in Devon, England. Cockington. A fine place to be from.
That's, hey, cool.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not advised to give your pony Guinness.
I don't know. I feel like this little fucker, for one, I think that the fact that a miniature horse is alive even to start with is such a insane glitch that from here on out, it doesn't matter what you do.
They're the bulldog of the equine existence.
And a Guinness is basically like blended bread.
So is a Guinness lower in alcohol than regular beer, or is it just like, because it tastes like sweets.
Really? I've literally never had one.
It doesn't taste like as bitter, and it's not really fizzy. Mm. It's really, I don't know.
I don't think it's any less alcoholic, but I don't know.
It's just such brown juice. I'm
not going to look it up.
I don't get it.
Yeah, the shape and consistency of Guinness, I really don't like it, dude.
No. I use Guinness in my slow-cooked pie filling, and it makes it taste fucking sick, slow-cooked in beer. And when I tried to use normal beer, I was like, not good, not as good as Guinness.
Yes.
The Guinness makes it taste awesome. As a beer, ugh.
Not for me.
What are you doing? That's uncle juice.
I haven't drunk in a while. I feel like if I was to drink beer again, I would be, unfortunately, going back to the IPAs. That's the one I've settled in.
They're good beers.
It's a nice time. You know, Serpent's Kiss, a great beer, a watermelon beer.
I love a lager.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, back to Patrick here. The miniature Shetland became a regular at the Drum Inn, his local pub, after his owner Kirk Petrakis, 42, took him there to, and this is interesting. This is an interesting reason to take a pub somewhere, take a miniature horse somewhere. Took him there to help locals who were struggling during the COVID pandemic. After the mayor of Cockington, Don Mills, passed away in 2019, some 200 locals signed a petition in support of naming Patrick the Pony as the village's next mayor. We believe Patrick would be a brilliant pony mayor for Cockington for being non-judgmental and genuinely caring and supportive to all, Petrakis wrote on the petition.
Pony mayor sounds like a slur.
It really does. It sounds like something that you get called right before you get shot in the back of the head by one of those cowboys from before.
Yeah.
Patrick has now been appointed the unofficial mayor of the town and even has his own office. Okay, so you just...
So he's been appointed as fuck all.
Yes.
Right.
I believe they...
So why do I care about this fucking horse?
That is, Demi, that is exactly the reaction I was hoping from you here. Because I have such a distrust of Patrick the pony. I feel like...
Is it because of how he looks or is it because of...
It's because of
his
this...
reaction to COVID?
No.
Aren't you glad to see me?
Yeah. The fact that people are struggling during COVID and Patrick's owner is like, well, let's get him into a nice enclosed space. Mm. The feeling that
Unless
I have...
Unless I can milk vaccines out of him, I don't care about your small horse. Mm. And why is its head the same size as a regular horse's head and you squished everything else?
The reason his big belly is so round is because he's all full of horseshoe crabs.
Oh.
That's where they all went. That's why he's lying on his side going, oh.
He's
but if
pregnant.
You just, again, slam the boba tea straw through him,
yep.
Suck up some vaccine,
yep.
Fixes you right up. The extremely popular pony also participates in networking events with many local politicians. Very cool.
Networking? I sure hope it is.
Okay.
Catch all those horseshoe crabs. Vaccines.
That's right, Demi. He works as a therapy animal at hospitals, mental health wards, and specialized schools. He's even had a children's book about him published, entitled The Adventures of Patrick the Pony, The Ten Ducklings. He's also the mascot for the War Horse Memorial. He is additionally the official mascot for Devon Recovery Learning Community. Petrakis told the Mirror, "We think Patrick the Pony has made history by becoming the first pony mayor in the UK. I would say that this feels so sweaty to me.
This feel the situation, or the, is there a video?
No, the attempts to be like, yep, he's the pony mayor. Wouldn't you write about it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you write about something crazy like the pony mayor getting elected in our little village? Don't you think this is the kind of thing that could give you a pony? Like, it's really giving me the sense that this guy's being like, we got to drum up some publicity.
A pony haver has stakes in the local newspaper.
I think that it's more that the pony haver has sensed how to get publicity and is making a big play for it. And in part, and I think they've made that play a little bit too naked here by also registering Patrick an Instagram and an Instagram and a TikTok account. And the handles of those are celebrity_pony.
People looking for Genuine getting so fucking mad.
Please, I just want to hear my song about fucking someone's cock. Ride
fucking
it.
And rubbing the shaft of somebody's cock.
Jump on it. Ride it. My cock.
My cock.
Anyway.
If you're horny, let's do it. Fucking my big cock. I think we need rewrites. I don't know what to change.
I think it's good.
You think it's good?
I like it a lot.
Okay, well, let's try it for tonight and then we'll see if anything comes to mind.
Wait. I've got something.
The Pony Society walks into the arena.
I've got it.
What?
Jump it. Fucking that horse owner.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we could fuck that horse owner. Yo, wait. I just looked down. Fucking.
Gonna fuck your horse owner pussy and fuck it with my cock.
That's awesome.
You own a little horse.
All right, fucking Jesus Christ.
Nobody wants to hear the whole song. Nobody wants to hear the whole song.
You're on some.
Everybody's gonna get so mad if I sing.
Fucking bullshit. Recently,
everybody's gonna get so
you
mad.
Got the pipes cleaned or something because you've been trying to show that shit off. I have a update to the Patrick
Tom, the fucking Kid Laroi, too.
Happy fucked up. I'm going on tour as the adult Laroi. I think I bring a patina of experience that Mr. Leroy's songs are sadly missing.
The adult The Roy, because you're not French.
No.
He's going on about it.
We do have an update on the Patrick the Shetland Pony story.
Okay, so your eyebrows did the thing where it seems like the pony's dead, is he?
No, he's not dead.
Okay.
He has been banned from his pub.
No!
Yeah, someone complained.
Who?
It's not clear.
Patrick.
Patrick was just like, why don't I stay at home?
I don't like it here. I like to grass. I like to grass and to run.
Patrick's pen, constructed almost a year ago by volunteers and agricultural organization, was outside the Drum Inn pub in Devon, London. Locals, especially those who had anxiety, disabilities, and terminal illnesses, knew they could always find him there, Petrakis told the Washington Post. Do you think, I'm a bit of a nervous guy. I'll say it. I'm a little anxious. If I go outside and I'm like, the only thing that could fit me is seeing that wonderful horse. And I get out there and I see a wheeled up hospice bed right in front of me, in front of the horse. I'm going like, okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, nurse. How long do you think they have left? Because I was just checking if there was more Patrick left today.
Do you think I'll get a go?
I have him. Terminal? Okay. but just because I have imposter syndrome, and that's also, there's no cure.
I have to go back to work. And I was hoping to get a bit of Patrick time.
I need some Patrick.
Just before. So do you reckon they'll be done by one? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Done with him?
In a crazy twist, by the way, Patrick did get presented with a little official medal that I believe his owner got made for him, which is a horseshoe with a miniature horse on it that says Cockington underneath. And that's his little necklace that he wears. Anyway, a Tor-based council spokesperson confirmed it had received a complaint from a member of the public and said that it had not received or approved any planning applications for the fencing or the change of use for horses, and that it encouraged Patrick's supporters to seek adequate permission to erect a space for him to meet with locals.
You're the pub.
Huh?
Use the pub.
Yeah, but it might just be like a thing where they're like...
That's where he goes. Loves it. Guinness. Everything he needs there. Guinness.
I think the pub doesn't want to...
Barley.
Have him...
Goes into beer.
Oh, yeah.
That's like wheat. Horses probably eat that shit. It's like straw.
Well...
Horse goes in the pub.
I think the problem
is... You think too much, really. You should just listen.
But I have listened, and according to Patrick's owners, the pub says the mayor is still welcome inside. But it's not the same, Petrarchus said. As for the Drum Inn, they had this to say. We won't be commenting on the pony. The move to make Patrick mayor was meant as a lighthearted and humorous way to promote Cockington Village to tourists. Yet the over-the-top reaction of Torbay Council in response to one complaint is the real joke.
He's actually passed a lot of really racist bills since he became the mayor.
Yeah.
We made him a gigantic keyboard so that he could press the buttons with his hoofs, and he is well-versed.
You know what? Fair enough.
Phrenology.
We shouldn't have given him all the ones with slurs on them.
Yeah, that we did write a lot of, there were just buttons that did just have beep and beep written on them, and he would press them over and over because they were the biggest. So, but that was the only keyboard we could afford. And that's not really my problem.
Yes. It seems like what they're trying to like argue about with Patrick here, by the way, is just that he is a source of mental health for the community. And he was a source for mental health for the community when they had him in a pen outside.
You know what gives me good mental health?
Yeah, go ahead.
Things just being kind of regular.
I think that seeing Patrick would be nice. I think we have to draw a line between things being good and a boost for mental health.
Yes, that's right.
And the disadvantaged.
It would be.
Because I feel like those words are getting thrown around a whole lot.
That's right. Yes.
And it's actually just about things being nice and maybe someone being able to promote something.
I think it's pony havers looking for tax cuts.
It may well be that. I don't know if he's even able to get tax cuts. I think maybe he's promoting the Patrick book in some way. I don't know. Or potentially these guys just don't have, you know, too much on.
Brains.
They're like, we have this free pony.
Yeah.
Everybody likes ponies. We will therefore be able to use him
as a promotional thing. Do you know whether there is a like working pony that has a job that isn't mental health?
Demi, I truly don't. I mean, I do know of one at least trialed miniature horse that was going to be used for non-mental health.
The blind.
Which were the guide horses.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that one's still in effect, but I think it probably is because that was, I believe, a guide animal for someone who was scared of dogs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry because I want this segment to go on.
Mm.
I think they should all be killed.
I completely understand that. I completely understand it. I obviously can't approve that.
In the same way that I think all bulldogs should be killed.
Sure.
Or just not.
It's not that they should
don't have more.
It's not that they should be killed. It's
they
that
shouldn't
we shouldn't.
Exist.
Yeah, we should turn away from these things as like a source of revenue potentially,
yes.
And at least quit while we're If you can make these things healthily, then great. Mm. And it seems like some of them you can. But yeah, these are mainly outreach facilitators.
Yeah.
It seems to me, as a fairly uneducated guy, I did get a nice image here though. The Patrick the Pony official YouTube account, which exists, comments are turned off on all its videos because it, I believe maybe because it, like, they're marking their stuff as being made for children, you know, which automatically, well, because they're like, you know, they have this kids book and shit, which automatically turns off. If you mark something as for kids on YouTube, turns off comments, which is good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did find, as they said before, Patrick is the mascot of the Warhorse Monument.
Did you mention that? I don't remember that.
That was just in passing, but they did mention that he is, that was one of his, like, I can understand why it didn't stick with you because it's one of his like six fucking things he's the mascot of.
Mm-hmm.
I did find a video here of Patrick outside at the at a Remembrance Day celebration where Patrick is in purple and he's beside a miniature horse that is a model of a miniature horse that is fashioned out of like fake poppies. Like purple poppies, I think, is what they are. And that's his owner as well. And I think they're trying to show that Patrick has, like, some patriotic leanings, maybe because the owner does. But they also have, like, they have some footage of, like, I think the guy who owns Patrick is also quite into planes because they have footage of, like, air shows, you know, like swooping, like stunt flight. Shit, you know, formation
and
flying.
Patrick going fucking nuts and kicking kids in the face.
Dude, I wish he was doing anything. It's literally like 3 minutes of shooting the sky and an air show, and then after 3 minutes of that, the guy pans down the camera and so and just shows Patrick standing there, and he goes, "Oh, Patrick's not bothered." the warhorsememorial.org, Demi. I just want to bring to your attention. The Warhorse Memorial is, I think, also run by these guys, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. But at least that has links to Patrick. And they have something on their site. 100 hero horses. In war and peacetime, horses have been our faithful and intelligent friends. They support us through their strength.
Through their what?
Strength.
They support us through their stink.
Through their strength, their loyalty, and their distinct personalities.
They have a stink.
Which are as distinct as...
Sorry? As what? They're what?
Which are as unique as
I don't
as
think
our
they
own.
Are distinct. Because the stink is one of their main powers.
To call a horse, a mule, or donkey a hero is a bold statement, but you have told us of the service and sacrifice of the equines you know or have heard of, each of whom in their own way qualify for the accolade.
I see.
Here we present 100 hero horses chosen by you. To make a nomination, send details and a photo to susan@thewarhorsememorial.org.
Okay.
Demi, they have gotten up to 31 hero horses.
Let's send a horse.
I think that there's one horse who comes to mind who's given everything in the line of duty.
Who is that?
Why, it simply has to be Officer McGillicuddy. Now, I got like a bit of a busy schedule, but I think I could find the time to submit Officer McGillicuddy to Warhorse Memorial. I think he has a good chance because their third horse in the Warhorse Memorial of their list of 100 horses is Horse with No Name.
Well, that's from the song.
Oh, okay.
Went to the desert on it.
Maybe. You might be right. Oh, damn. Well, in that case, he is a hero for inspiring such a beautiful work of art.
Yeah.
Anyway, Patrick banned from his pub. He's continuing to have an updated YouTube. The most recent one was of like one of their kids that it's owned by a family who have three daughters. The dad appeared on
Stink TV.
He appeared on This Morning, actually, in the wake of his bar being banned. You can see here that they've taken Patrick's bar home to their home. This is their set. You can see Patrick's bar has on it his handles, which on YouTube are Celebrity Pony, mm-hmm. Instagram, Celebrity Pony,
yep.
Facebook, The Adventures of Patrick Pony,
uh-huh.
and on Twitter, Celebrity _ Pony.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not good CEO.
SEO.
What the fuck? He's not a good CEO. He can't run all this by himself.
No.
It's not good SEO to have so many different...
The little guy can barely run at all. Look at those tiny little legs.
That's true.
At this point, Patrick's owner sings a song about Patrick almost out of nowhere on this morning television broadcast. Would you like to hear the song?
I don't actually know whether I would, but you're going to play it.
Yes.
Have we got time to sing a song?
What song would you like to sing?
Of course we have.
This is Patrick's song. Patrick the pony is a very special pony. If you're in trouble, just call out his name. He'll come trotting and he will save the day. Oh, nay, hooray, oh, nay, hooray. Patrick will save the day.
Oh, thank you so much, Kirk. Thank you.
No, I'm glad it's brightened up your day, and that's what it's all about. That's Patrick bringing joy to everybody all over the world and in your studio.
I'm glad I've done something that's made your life at least 20% better for the rest of it. I'm glad that I made you that happy. I'm glad that song that I sang made you absolutely rolling it in a pool of ecstasy.
I do feel like there's something about being a bloke of this specific make that when you find out about mental health, it regresses you to being 6 years old, where it's like, well, people have mental health, so to fix that, I've learned the most wonderful jig. And I've got a funny little pony that I'm going to just walk around.
He serving Tom Leroy with those pipes.
Yeah. Yeah, he oh, nay, hooray.
Oh, nay, hooray.
Also, if you're in trouble, call out Patrick's name. Maybe the least helpful animal you could ever imagine.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, this hasn't fixed anything.
But I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Patrick.
Are you stressed?
Not anymore.
Are you stressed?
No, I'm okay.
I'll make you less.
Thank you, Patrick.
Bye.
Goodbye, Patrick.
And he dies. Two X's for eyes.
And you get stabbed by the two teens who had you at knife point. Anyway, that is the end of the Miniature Horse News.
And I think that's the end of BigSoftTeddy.png.
Well, just for this week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, you just said, you know, so conclusively.
Hey, okay. Mail in if you want us to stop.
Yeah, let us know. And we will see you later in the week for our premium episode, which is going to be a tour de force of snack reports. We are going to be trying a whole bunch of turtle chips as well as some jellies. At this point, we've already eaten the turtle chips and jellies that we've had. And I will say there are a lot of surprises. We also tried to, I think successfully, lessen the crinkling and bad sounds in there. So
we tried really hard.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.